I'm Brooke Allen, host of Morning Edition here at WKAR. For generations, Native Americans in the Northern Great Lakes have harvested wild rice. It's an important food source, and for some, it's a way to make a little extra cash. It's also a cultural touchstone that tribal members are trying to pass on to younger generations. Our reporting partners at Great Lakes Today includes WKAR and stations throughout our region to bring us stories unique to the Midwest. And Dan Crocker from Minnesota Public Radio checked out the recent rice harvest.
Thomas Howes is standing at the canoe landing of a small lake about a half hour outside Duluth. It's part of the reservation of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa.
Today I'm looking at what we call Jaganashing, so double winning, or dead fish lake in English.
The lake is almost completely covered with the tall green stalks of wild rice plants.
You essentially don't see water when you're looking at this. You just see what looks like a field of grasses.
Wild rice is the slender black grain of an aquatic reed-like plant that grows out of the muck in the bottom of shallow lakes and rivers. It grows mainly in Minnesota, but it's also found in parts of Wisconsin and Michigan. It has a rich, distinctive, nutty flavor when it's cooked. Howes, who's the band's natural resources manager, says to understand why wild rice is so important to the Chippewa or Ojibwe people, you have to know their history. They migrated to the Great Lakes region from the Northeast about 500 years ago. According to oral traditions, a prophecy told them to journey west until they came to a place where food grew on the water.
You know, we came here from the East Coast of the United States and were told that we'd find our permanent home where we found this wild rice or this manomin, this food. And that's held to be true.
But a lot of the rice disappeared from the Fond du Lac Reservation after the government dug drainage ditches in the early 1900s, part of a futile effort to make the land more suitable for farming. That disrupted the hydrology of the wild rice lakes. For about 20 years now, the tribe has been working to restore those lakes and bring the rice back. As we talk, a pair of men pull up in a canoe, including 58-year-old Ed Jocola. He says he's been ricing as long as he can remember.
Yeah. Probably 45 years for me.
His partner Jared Ojibwe helped scoop about 80 pounds of green rice out of the canoe bottom into big plastic bags. There will be a lot less of it once it's dried and processed. The finished product sells for about $10 a pound. Ojibwe is happy to see the rice return to the reservation, but he worries about something else. He says the younger generation isn't carrying on the tradition of ricing.
The younger ones that are all on Facebook somewhere.
He says they're scared of the water, scared of bugs. Later, another canoe pulls up to the landing at Dead Fish Lake. 20-year-old Bruce Martineau heaves it onto shore. He started ricing 5 years ago with his grandfather. Now he's with his dad, Francis Martineau. I ask them why they do it.
It's my culture. Natives done it all. It's the beginning of the time. This is, once we lose this, then we lose being as a people, I guess. Like, can't lose this or the language.
What brought us here, the food that grows on the water.
Yeah.
Bruce plans to print up some business cards and try to sell rice to restaurants. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources estimates wild rice is worth at least $2 million to the state's economy every year. But most people on the Fond du Lac Reservation eat what they harvest. Bruce Martineau says he also always gives some away.
God gives this, get your money, who gives this, so it's only right to give it back. You know? Give it to other people that can't go out there.
Francis Martineau says he's proud of his son for keeping the tradition of wild ricing alive. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Dan Crocker on the Fond du Lac Reservation in northern Minnesota.